This is John Batchelor conferring with colleague Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about what we know of the suspect Iranian weapons program and its scientists. Significantly, the Israelis have, to Andrea's understanding, great intelligence. However, the detail is the personnel that were KIA after the first hours of the strike and raises questions about even if they have 400 kilograms of 60% enriched ore, do they have the muscle, the brain power, and the guidance to reconstitute and weaponize? Here's Andrea Stricker explaining and what surprised her about the information so far. Fog of war, non-transparency, but Andrea's been on this story a long time. Andrea Stricker, much more of this tonight.
John, one thing that has really surprised me is how penetrated Israel had become into the Tehran weaponization supply chain. So I think they are fairly confident that they have hit a lot of the weaponization facilities, equipment, documentation. They've even claimed to have hit a backup of all of Iran's nuclear archive materials that would help them reconstitute this program. And then hitting the scientists, they can always be replaced. They probably have trained people below them, but it certainly sent a deterrent message that you don't want to be a nuclear scientist right now. But I think Jerusalem is pretty confident, I would say, that even if Iran is able to reconstitute its enriched uranium or conversion or advanced centrifuges, that they may not be able to weaponize right now.